Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and happy Merry Christmas to each one of you. May God, who comes to earth for us, may you honor him and bless him today, especially that he who was God came in human form to be with us, to walk with us, to see our world. He understood then, very personally, all that went on in our lives. Just turn to him whenever you're in need. He knows you. But let us today rejoice, rejoice, rejoice at the goodness of our God. The Isaiah antiphon says this: a child is born for us, and a son is given to us. His scepter of power rests upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Messenger of the Great Council. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is a day. Yes, it's a day for giving gifts to one another. It's a day for gathering together, and so many nice things can happen on this day. But even more, brothers and sisters, do we need to give time to God on this great day? And you say, I can't, I'm too busy. Well, yes, you are busy probably. But you just stop for a moment, just a moment, and say, Lord, I love you and I thank you for being here. I thank you for being with us. Then think about that a little bit. Because Christmas for us so often is about beautiful trees and all kinds of things. And that's all good. That's all good for God. But look first. He died for you. Ask his blessing on you and on your life. And then enjoy the day. But just remember, Jesus has done this for you. The morning prayer is this: O God, who wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and more wonderfully still restored it, grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, God came to be like us. He came to dwell among us. Please, please listen to his words every day. Please take time to look at the words and say, Lord, what are you telling me? That doesn't mean you have to change everything in a week. It might take you a year or 2 years, but turn to the Lord and say, give me strength, Lord, to change this or to change that, because I love you and I want to be more like you. And God will hear that prayer. So we look now to the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry, together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. God came to make himself like us. He lived our life. He saw what we deal with at times and the difficulties we have. He was right here among us. Brothers and sisters, he loves you, each and every one of you. Turn to him today on Christmas and say, "Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. Thank you, and help me to draw closer to you." Just say that every day to the Lord. And now we take a look at Psalm 98. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. He loves you. He loves you. And many people may be feeling the loss of family members right now. Just turn to the Lord. Turn to him and say, "Lord, please, please help me. I've lost this person or that person. Help me, because he is a God of love. He loves you. Don't turn away from him. Turn toward him." And I'm not saying that you're immediately going to feel something. I'm not advocating that. Just tell God what you need. Watch what happens over the next weeks or months. Sometimes it's so small that you think, God didn't do anything for me, but what good did you do in your life? That was God working with you. More and more, he wants to inhabit you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to be with you. Open your heart to him today. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as far superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And then we take a look at the gospel reading for this glorious day of Christmas. This comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. And 9 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens every man, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to know what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, but by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him, and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." That's from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. And brothers and sisters, I want to just say to you, remember, or perhaps think for the first time, how humble God was, that he became like us. He became a baby like us. He was cared for as a baby, and he grew to manhood just like all the rest of us. Please, brothers and sisters, draw near to him, because he wants to bring you closer to him. He wants to hold you. He wants to lead you. Don't give up. Nothing changes right away. Don't give up. Just say, "Lord, I love you. Please help me to love you more." That's all I have to say. God does hear you. St. Augustine wrote, "May he bring his gifts to perfection in us, since he did not shrink from making his own our tiny beginnings. And may he make us into children of God, since for our sake he was willing to be made a child of man." Think about that. God took on our way of life, and he came all through babyhood, childhood. I can wonder what he looked like. But I just think of him. He was like us in everything but sin. Everything. Please open your heart to him more, because he wants to bring you closer to him. He wants you to know that he loves you, and that he wants you to draw closer to him and love him. And I want to say to all of you, very, very Merry Christmas. Amen.
Hello, Rachel Herbeck here with Renal Ministries, and I'm so excited to introduce to you a new show that I'll be hosting called Burning Hearts. We're going to together daily dive into what the Holy Spirit is inspiring us with from the Word of God, really what's burning on our hearts. It's going to begin January 20th, and you can find out more information at AveMariaRadio.net or catch it as a podcast at RenewalMinistries.net.